Hello, hello. This is Omani Harrell, PEP Pep, People Empower Purpose Podcast. Hey, guys. I am in a teaching mode tonight. Yes, I am. I thank God. God is about to move like never before. I don't know what this, who this word is for tonight, but I just got to put this out there. I am so tired of this religious spirit over the church. I am so tired of people at work, you know, doing whatever and just promoting people just to promote them and putting them in places that are erroneous and giving them authority where they have no knowledge and no right to be. That goes to my verse, my Bible verse. A lot of people, when they hear this Bible verse, they think that, you know, you taking some oil and you touching somebody and you anointing somebody. And for years, I thought that's this scripture. I thought that's what that meant. I really did. And I praise God for studying and going deeper and getting new revelation in the Word of God, because that's not what this scripture meant. This scripture is totally different than what I'm about to tell you. So when you hear 1 Timothy 5:22, lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be partaker of other men's sins. Keep thyself pure. I'm going to say it again. 1 Timothy 5:22, lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be partaker of other men's sins. Keep thyself pure. Now, I know a lot of elders about to get me and go wherever and do whatever, but I'm going to tell you this. That's not what it says. The scripture does not say that you're not supposed to touch people hastily. Don't be touching people hastily. That's not the word of God. The word of God says laying hands. You're not supposed to be laying hands. No, that has nothing to do with this. Again, we lose so much stuff in translation. It's not even funny. But let me get into it. No car manufacturer will release a car, right, before they go through all these tests. Whether it's crashing, they put the crash dummies in, they put the baby in the little car seat, make sure the car seat's working. They go through all the diagnostics. They even put it through a couple of crash tests. They check the suspension. They run it as fast as it can go, and then they try to stop. They swerve. They go through the cones. They make sure that the alignment is right. They do the navigational system. They test all these things, sunroof, windows, all the little things, and the nooks and crannies, the mirrors, the chairs, and make sure they recline, they sit up, they do what they seat warmers work, they don't go off, they don't blow up, engine working, all that good stuff, right? So if a car manufacturer is doing all this and making sure that there is no issues and that we, you know, we are safe out here as consumers, why wouldn't we in the church, and I'm going to also say in the workplace, have that same responsibility, right? Wouldn't we be liable? Wouldn't that car manufacturer be liable if something were to happen, if they didn't test drive, didn't test that particular vehicle and put this new vehicle out here without testing it properly and just said, here it is. And someone were to buy it and then it falls apart or causes an accident. And that person dies, or if it just causes an accident, that manufacturer is liable, right? Yes, I hear yes. I think I hear yes. I'm assuming that I hear yes. Reason why I'm saying that, what then, my question to you guys is, how is it that we will promote people and put people in positions where they have no right to be? Interesting question, right? I'm not expecting you to answer that right now, but I'm going to give you some knowledge real quick. People are precious to God. Let me make that clear. I'm going to say that again. People are precious to God, and they should be precious to us as well. But before we give people great power and authority in the church or organization or you know, job or place of business, whatever, we're supposed to test them, right? We're supposed to get to know them. We're supposed to know how they are with people. Are they people persons? You know, especially if you're in a line of work of service, you know, you deal with services and customer service and things of that nature. You know, you have clients and you're dealing with that. You got to learn. You got to see if this particular person that's maybe a team leader or a executive or executive leadership is good enough, you know, for that people side, but also technical, have the technical skills to be able to work and do the job, right? Everybody goes through tests. When you're kindergarten and pre-K, when you deal with pre-K, there's a stage. You got to go through pre-K, first grade, second, third, fourth, all the way to 12, right? You graduate from high school, and then you either go into the workforce or you go into college and then go into the workforce. But regardless, there is a succession, right? There is a process, correct? Okay. Also, if you want to look into the ranks, let me go even deeper, because some of y'all might still not want to hear what I have to say about this scripture. Y'all might still be upset. Say, for example, I want to be a Marine. I'm already a Marine, but I'm saying I'm just using me as an example. I wanted to be a Marine. I was 17 years old. I went to the Marine Corps, went to basic training. I couldn't call myself a Marine until I graduated from basic training. Then I can call myself Marine. Then I can wear the Eagle Globe and Anchor. Then I can wear the bucket cover, which we no longer have in the Marine Corps, which I'm kind of like, that's kind of weird. But anyway, as women, now I can be called a WM, which back then wasn't a bad, you know, way of calling us, but we're women Marines. That's what we were. And that's what we're called. That was a succession. After that, I became PFC, Private First Class, then Lance Corporal, then Corporal, then Sergeant, then Staff Sergeant, then Gunnery Sergeant. All those ranks, I had to go through a process. I had to go through testing. I had to go through physical agility. I had to go through mental agility. I had to make sure that I was, you know, I had to also show that I can be a leader, that I can lead a platoon. I also had to teach them how to march and control the platoon as I guide them up and down the barracks. I had to make sure that I could delegate. I had to make sure that I was able to supervise. So it wasn't just me making sure. It was my superiors that made sure that I was on the right track and that I was in the right processes to make sure that I can get to the next rank. That is what this scripture means. It is, I'm not going to waste my time sitting here promoting somebody that I'm going to have to help get off the pot afterwards. Basically, that's what this means. If we want to go any deeper than what we're talking about, let's go deeper. The Apostle Paul referred to this testing process when he wrote, "Laying hands suddenly on no man, neither be partaker of men's sins. Keep thyself pure." 1 Timothy 5:22. Because I got to remind you of the scripture, because a lot of y'all really think that the scripture is totally different than what it is. It is not. The word suddenly is the Greek word tashos. And in this verse, and excuse me for my pronunciation, I am from North Philadelphia, so I'm going to spell it out for you. It is T-A-C-H-U-S. T-A-U-T-A-C-H-U-S. T-A-C-H-U-S. And in this verse, it carries the idea of doing something quickly or hastily, right? The word laying hands are from the Greek word, I'm not even going to pronounce this, E-P-I-T-I-T-H-I-M-I, epithymi, which means to place hands upon, okay? Place hands upon. In Old Testament and the New Testament, laying of hands ceremony was equivalent to stamping the individual with one's personal seal of approval. So in other words, it was like a graduation. That's how I put it as. Or as I bless this person, or I approve this person is ready for this level of whatever. When those in leadership positions lay hands on a person, they are signifying that they believed in him, supported him, and desired to empower him to perform some task or duty. Hence, the laying on of hands was an act that was carried out very cautiously. You just didn't do it just to be doing it. Not for GP, okay? Not for general purposes only. It was life or death, for real. And we don't do that no more. We just promote people at work like it ain't nothing. Oh, he got the time. Let me go ahead and push him up. No, just because he got the time, that doesn't mean he got the mentality. We got to think, y'all. Come on. since it gave the recipient such a high status in the eyes of beholders. Paul also says, laying a hand suddenly on no man, a better translation would be, don't give your seal of approval to people hastily. Don't just be saying, hey, we're going to do this. I'm going to go ahead and just prove it. I just said it. Don't do that, because what you're doing is setting people up underneath them. You making them look at him like he crazy. They know he don't do nothing. They know he ain't got no knowledge. They know he ain't got no technical skills. Half of his stuff, they did for him. And then you gonna promote him? Come on, y'all. You see, it's very possible to lay hands on people too quickly, to give them the seal of approval before we can really know them and impart authority to them, before they are ready. People ain't ready. And don't get mad when somebody says, well, I ain't get promoted. What is the character flaw that's in you? Come on, self-evaluation. Let's self-reflect. What is going on with you that your boss is looking at you and saying that you're not ready? What are they looking at? Why is it always you getting in trouble? Why are you always being bothered? Why is everybody always tormenting you? Why are you always having issues? Maybe there is a character flaw in you where you are either you like affliction, and I say that sarcastically because no one likes affliction, but sometimes people are used to the pain, so they don't do nothing else but sit there, right? And take it. And then they're like, I gotta go, I gotta move. But you keep on moving, right? You keep on moving from place to place, but the problem's still there. Because you're the problem. I'm being real. I've always been transparent on this podcast. And I'm saying, sometimes we got to take a reflection on ourselves and really go in deep and realize, you know what? Obviously, there's something I'm going through. I'm only going to use me as an example, because that's the best person that I can use, because that's the only one that I know. I know me very well. Okay, Omani knows Omani. It is what it is. I was going through a lot of issues at work, a whole lot of issues, always something. And I kept on saying, what is it that I'm doing? Now, a lot of this was just exposure, because wherever light goes, and if you know, if you're a child of the king, and I told you this may be a little longer than the rest of my podcast, but I really got to get this out because I really need for y'all to get this. I don't know who this is for, but it's for somebody that really needs a clarity and understanding of what's going on with themselves and the atmosphere and the process. I had to understand, even though some of this stuff was not for me, it was more for exposure for the other person or for the other people that were afflicting the pain, right? They took permissions from me. They did a lot of stuff that I could not do, and that means they took everything that I was supposed to do on my position description. They took it all, and I was just sitting there, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna sit here because they took everything. And I was really like that. I was really in a pity party. I was like, woe is me. I was like, why am I being picked on? This and that. And you know what? A light came on. God said, get your life. What is wrong with you? Yeah, I said it. I know a lot of young people be like, who? Get your life. What is wrong with you? Why are you allowing this to happen? Why are you not only, you're fighting it, but you're not fighting it. You are pouting. You are whining. What else could you do to compensate the fact that you don't have certain abilities right now? What do you need to do? Okay, Lord, I'm going to go ahead and file this stuff that hasn't been filed in years. Okay, Lord, I'm gonna do this. Okay, Lord, you know what, Monty? Let's go ahead and stop pouting and work with the other execs and see what they need. Start being relevant. Start picking people's brains. Start doing. I learned new processes during this time. I learned how to do travel from the front to the back to the up to the down. Now I'm a subject matter expert. I know how to deal with all types of issues. I can go and I know phone numbers to certain places in our offices and on our regions that most people wouldn't know, because of the fact that I had to do it all on my own. And not only that, I learned to do a podcast. Yes, this one right here. Okay, so I say all that to say, guys, sometimes when you are delayed, it does not mean that you are denied. The laying of the hands means the approval of authority on you that allows you to go to the next level. Don't rush the process. Don't try to be in a position that has nothing to do with you. And when you try to take on a position that you have no authority in, it is basically telling God, hey, I don't want the gifts you gave me, God. I want their gifts. And that's what you're doing. So let's not hastily put our approval, stamp our approval on people. Let's not go ahead and because when you stamp your approval on people, on people, period, that are not mature enough in the spirit or in the natural, period, you are agreeing with them that you that they crazy, and you agreeing that you just as silly and just as immature as them because you didn't see the issues and the character flaws that they had. So let's watch what we do. Let's be very careful. Let's be sober-minded and watchful, like the Word of God says. And let's continue to do what God is saying. I know I was fussing at y'all today. It's a little teaching moment, and we are on here a little bit longer. It's about 16 minutes and 5 seconds. But I really needed y'all to know. I really needed y'all to hear that. When we talk about scripture and we are so quick to put cliches on stuff, we have to really watch what we do. We have to really see what we have to do. We have to really be mindful. You know, I'm going to leave you with this question. Can you think of anyone who was promoted too hastily into a position of leadership and as a result caused damage to the business, the organization, or to the church? I know y'all can't answer that, but if you do want to answer that, send it to me through my messages on my podcast, and we can conversate offline. And you can message me, and I'll send it even through the podcast. Again, I'm gonna ask the question: can you think of someone who was promoted too hastily into a position of leadership, and as a result, caused damage? Now, notice I said damage to the organization, the business, or the church. All right, guys, this is Omani Harrell at PEP Pep, People and Power Purpose Podcast. All right, you have a good night.